My name is Fernell Blackburn Jr. I'm 12 years old.
My name is Damon Briston. I'm 14 years old.
My name is Sheridan McHenry. I'm 17 years old.
We interviewed Gary Harrison.
Gary Harrison on August 13, 2014.
When I was about 10 years old, we had got our first color TV, and I wanted to see how it worked, so I took it apart, which I couldn't put back together. So it was just, and I wanted to be able to fix that TV. So it was an electric shop. So I thought that was TV repair. So I took that class and I liked it. It was wiring houses. So that's how I ended up exposed to being an electrician. Well, I didn't really like grade school all like that. I didn't strive until I got to ninth grade and I knew I was coming to the end. I was going to be in the real world. So from that point on, I think I made the honor roll from ninth all the way to 12th. And that's when I first took electric shop, and that was my backup plan. Well, I thought I was going to be a superstar football player, and that didn't work out. But I had a backup plan. I said, I'll go to trade school if I don't make it in that, because I was a track star in high school. But I had drive to succeed. Whatever I was doing, I wanted to see that. I wanted to be the best at it. I'm an electrician, so I'm known around the neighborhood because I do electrical work. So I get a lot of calls from people who own homes and businesses. I'm going to get license in the city and insurance so I get bigger jobs than what I'm doing right now. My mother always told me, you got to learn to do something. I like to work with my hands, so it was a trade. And then electrical was like the top of the construction trade, and it paid well. So I kind of fell in that. To learn to do something to the best of your ability, something positive. As I came like 2021, I wanted to experience the world and girls and going to the bars. And it's about the same time the crack hit the hoods in the 80s. So that's like I got caught up in that. And I had a couple dollars too. So I was a journeyman wireman by that time. So I had a little bit of money because I was hood rich. The time I had a problem to the time I stopped was 22 years. My brother always said I was on a teeter-totter. I had 1 foot in and 1 foot out. I didn't, you know, try to get all the way in it, but then eventually the drugs take over, and that's all you was able to do was get one more. And then as I got older, I'm like, oh, this has got to stop. And basically, I prayed. I went to an NA meeting. I listened, and I found what my mother taught me was right. Just don't do drugs. Just don't take the first one. I started off good coming out, but, you know, living in the hood, and you get the temptations of, I guess, of the world, I guess, everywhere, and it gets you off track. And I was getting old, so it was too, I'm getting old, I can't be out here doing that. It just, you know, you said raise a child and the way you have him go, and when he's old, he won't far from it. So I kind of went back to where my roots started at. To me, I'm not successful, I'm still working at it. I guess I'll figure I'll come successful when it's all over, but I don't know when that's going to be. But I'm still in the school called life. I'm always learning. Don't let peer pressure take you down that dark path of drug use, because that's the biggest thing going on in our neighborhood right now is they're fighting over crumbs out there. Learn a skill. It'll feed you for the rest of your life.